Hello.
Hi, Dominique.
Yes, this is she. May I ask who am I speaking with?
Absolutely. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. Okay. So today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. I do see here that you have already started a survey, but for some reason...
I never stopped. The person who called me, I know nothing about politics. Tell you guys,
uh-huh.
I'm only supporting you all because I used to do telemarketing. So what do you need to take you... What do you need to make your paycheck increase?
I'm not asking anything from you. I'm just asking to let me fulfill doing my job. All I have to do is read you some questions, and then you answer. A lot of these questions, like if you've never heard of the person.
But you're taking time away from me and my fiance. I already been upset with him for 2 days. We're learning each other. No, you don't understand. We're learning each other. And I'm surprised that he haven't walked away by now.
Hey, you guys
keep calling me and calling me and calling me. I'm trying to spend time with my man. We're going through it. And my dad, we're dealing with the kids in the midst of it, but they're never in the midst of it. We never put the kids in the middle of it. But you keep calling me. What do you guys want? What is it?
I can let you get back to your business. I don't want to bother your night. If you do not want to receive a call, all you have to say is do not put me on the do not call list, and we will.
I know that I did telemarketing, but I'm asking you, what do you want me to do? What do you need to take you to the next level?
First of all,
to transfer me to the next person.
No. We could talk to me, but I just want you to be comfortable. If you're in a bad state of mind, then I can call you back another time. No worries.
No, what do you need to get your money? I'll get you some money. Okay, go ahead and transfer me. Just transfer me. Yes, I agree. Yep, transfer me to the next person.
No, the survey's with me, though. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, come on. Let's do the survey. Hurry
up. Okay. Let me go from the beginning just to get exactly where we're going at, okay? I am talking to Dominique, right?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. What year were you born, Dominique?
I was born in 1986.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish, or any origin? No?
No, I'm not. But there is nothing against those people.
There is.
Why the fuck do they ask that shit on a motherfucking application
as if
it makes a difference?
The
fucking United States is fucking racist. So no matter what the fuck I say to you, they're gonna be racist. The Hispanics are just like blacks. The fucking Arabs are just like blacks. The white people hate all of them because they can't take over. They ain't got shit. So what? Now what's next?
So this is exactly why we like to talk to people to get their personal opinions, just like you.
No, you're trying to get me revved up while I'm drunk.
Why? I'm not. No, ma'am. I'm just trying to do my job and maybe have a humble conversation with you. That's it.
What the fuck is the difference between me, a Hispanic, a Mexican, a goddamn Arab? They look at all of us as niggas. I live in a predominantly Arab community.
To be honest with you, I'm actually Hispanic myself, so I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with any other race. So at the end of the day, we're all brothers and the same blood runs through our veins. So if we could just keep going, that way stop taking too much of your time. The next question would be...
I hope you know how America look at you. Make your money. But I hope you know how America looks at you. But you know how America look at you. Well, we can keep that between us. We can keep the family. We can clean up. We can clean up our own backyard.
Exactly.
Just don't let the back
home.
Right. So, what do you need to know
to get your
money?
What race are you?
Take me straight to the money. I'm black, African American.
Okay.
Perfect. I'm a full nigga. That's my race. I'm a full nigga. A full nigga. I'd rather be a nigga so we can get drunk and smoke weed all day. Like Pac said.
Okay.
You're lucky you're getting this part of me.
You know what? I appreciate you spending some time with me on the phone and actually... Okay. So what is the highest level of education that you completed?
actually some college, but I've never received a degree.
Now, no matter how frequently you have voted in the elections, how much power do
no,
you have?
No, I voted.
Vote? Oh, okay.
No,
how much power
I went beyond voting.
I
have, yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. I went to a school and our parents funded the school.
Oh,
and
wow.
There were nothing but politicians,
wow.
Doctors, attorneys, and, you know, people, my parents, right. My parents were just drug dealers. So we fed in,
Okay. Now, real quick, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about?
No, it's the underworld. They don't give a fuck about us.
Well, what about from a scale through 1 through 10?
They don't give a fuck about us on scale from 1 to 10, a 0.
A 0? Okay. That's
a 1.
That's legit. Okay.
I remember this company. I'm just giving you, look, nigga, they all look at us the same. You're Hispanic, Arabs, they Arabic from Northern Africa. They look at all of us the same. Just hurry up with the shit, because my man is tired of me being on the phone. I haven't given him no time. And I'm not about to deal with his mouth. So hurry the fuck up.
All right. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or somewhat satisfied? Or you're
dissatisfied.
Not satisfied?
Hell no.
You're dissatisfied?
Hell no. The way the country going?
Is that very dissatisfied?
They don't want to pay money for us to work, but they want to charge more for products. They work for United Healthcare, a fucking federal company. Only paying me $16 an hour. They don't give a fuck.
So you're dissatisfied then, right?
Like, what happened to my place? Very dissatisfied. Fuck them.
Okay. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations.
Well, my son.
From scale through 1 through 10, okay? 10, you are very warm.
Fuck you, because I still pay my son. He might be nuts.
Or 0, that you are very cold and unfavorable. If you've never heard of the person, just say you never heard of them. We'll go on to the next, okay?
Don't ask me about Kamala Harris, because that bitch, just because
okay.
They black.
That's the first one on the list. How do you feel? Are you very cold and unfavorable, very warm and favorable, or?
Very dissatisfied. Bitch, you should have did more for. Bitch, you should have did more for the black community. You should have did way more for the black community. I don't give a fuck if
you
have to die.
You feel cold towards Kamala Harris.
I do.
Okay.
No, well, hold on. Don't label me like I'm going to kill the bitch or something like that. Uh-uh.
I just don't want
only, to. Only, I a nigga. You black, so I can call you a nigga. Only white people shoot the whole motherfucking building up. I ain't going to kill the bitch. I'm just saying, fuck that bitch.
Okay. Now.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I used to do your type of work, so I just want to support you. But I'm going to tell my truth at the same time. And only because you have melanin, I'm going to support you. So they need to hire more people with melanin. But the immigrants that's coming in, they need to make certain that they need to do a certain security check, make certain they're not pedophiles and all of that shit. Biden put the fucking border down when Trump wanted to put it up. So at this time, I will vote for fucking Trump.
Okay. So let's move along to the next one. That way we don't take each other's too much time, okay? The next organization or name on the list is the Republican Party. Are you very cold or very warm, favorable towards
I'm very favorable at the Republican Party. Shit, Trump did a lot.
Okay.
Baby, Trump got us money. Trump got us a lot of money. Fuck the bullshit. Yeah, they tried to kill him the other day, but shit, he took that shit like a G. So, my household is very favorable. And a man of the home said he's very favorable to Trump, so.
Okay.
Shit.
I respect Biden
hadn't changed anything.
Okay. Now, just to get a solid answer from you, is that very warm then towards the Republican Party?
I love the Republican Party. They bring money.
What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
So his father was assassinated, but there was a reason. I love him. I fucking love him. Not what y'all gonna say.
You feel very warm. Okay, no, I'm just going to down the list right here, and I respect your opinion 100%. So let's say the
put
next
back
one
up there.
Is Congresswoman.
The Republicans
Lisa
only show us love. Who?
Congresswoman.
Right, they tear the motherfucking White House up. Let Trump ass in. Let that nigga back in. He gave us money, shit. He ain't coming to the hood. We ain't gotta worry about that shit. What's going on now?
Now, Congresswoman Elissa Slotkin, how do you, are you... you
I know nothing of her.
Okay, so you
I only know about Kamala Harris, the black woman who has never did anything for us.
Yeah,
the bitch started out with good intentions. You want more? Here, baby. The bitch started out with good intentions, but then she realized it was too much that, you know, she bit off too much than she could eat.
Okay.
So, she backed back. Which means your morals, you don't have any morals. So you're not going to get anything out of me, but fuck anybody that doesn't do anything for my family. Stop laughing, because I used to be... Nigga, I can call you a nigga because you Mexican or Hispanic. You got melanin, motherfucker. So I can talk my shit and you gonna let me because I know. So I can say what the fuck I want to say and I'm around this, but these Arab motherfuckers and I ain't disrespecting you so you ain't gonna cut the phone off. All I'm asking, what do you need to get paid?
Well, I'm actually trying to get the survey done. That way I can get out of your hair and then you can have a wonderful...
All right, well, let's hurry up because I'm trying to piss, pee, wash my hands, satisfy my man, deal with the kids and all that shit at the same time. And deal with my hair that I just paid for. It's not cheap.
Matt, what if I just save your number and I'll call you tomorrow at a better time? That way...
This is a great time. Fuck what you're talking about because you're not going to get an answer tomorrow.
I completely understand.
I have to attend my son's father's funeral tomorrow. So
I'm sorry to hear that. So I hope you have a better evening, okay?
You